This is Live and Local, your connection to local music and more. I'm your host, Kevin Kelly. We air every weekday from 12 to 1. On the show today, we're covering two events. Both of them really series of events. One of them is Champaign Central High School's performances beginning next Wednesday of Stephen Sondheim's musical Sweeney Todd. That's leading up to Halloween, and that's a very appropriate musical, it would seem, for that particular holiday. And then tomorrow night, a culmination of what has been a week-long residency in Bloomington Normal by the Israeli Ethnic Ensemble. We'll have their lead singer and Joel Alberts of the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts, which has been hosting them in the studio in the later portion of the program. We'll hear some of their recorded presentations, and we'll hear some live singing from 11 members of the cast of Sweeney Todd at Champaign Central High School in our studio. Stay tuned. That was music by Stephen Sondheim from his musical called A Little Night Music, familiar tune, Send in the Clowns, performance by the Canadian Brass here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. And we played it because we've got some music by Stephen Sondheim on the show today from his very appropriate musical for the week of Halloween, which is when it's going to be performed at Champaign Central High School next week, Sweeney Todd. A character who, according to Wikipedia, first appeared as the main protagonist of a penny dreadful serial titled The String of Pearls. How many of you folks in the studio knew that?
I did.
Wow. They're very eager. They're all little Hermione Grangers in the room here. Six of the 11 folks are with us today. And that it's not even a full studio. I thought it would be more full. We've got, I think, all of the major cast roles represented here. We've got a couple of Sweeney Todds, a couple of Mrs. Lovitz, one Anthony, one Joanna, one Tobias, a couple of nasty Judge Turpins, and a couple of beggar women as well, and one pianist, Adam Patrick Moore, sitting way in the back. Is that you? You look thrilled to be here. Oh, okay. He's loving every minute. And their director and teacher, LaDonna Wilson at Champaign Central High School. So anyway, thanks everybody for coming in. It should be fun. It's a great show. Where are my Sweeney Todds? Could you come front and center, please? What do you have to do to get into this role? I see you're wearing the same color shirt. Was that planned?
We planned this out this morning.
Okay, very good. So what do you have to do to become Sweeney Todd mentally?
Dark thoughts. A lot of dark thoughts.
Yeah. It's not bringing out all the happy throughout the day, and then you just get tired of it, and then it's really fun to be mad at everyone.
It really is.
I know they say you're supposed to, you know, try to get into character depending upon which acting philosophy you subscribe to, mm-hmm. and sort of be this character wherever you go.
Mm-hmm. I've lost a couple friends. Yeah,
yeah, you have. But I hope you don't carry a straight razor in your pocket.
Not usually. No. It is central.
Okay, I think maybe that's the wrong line of questioning here. We'll continue with some other line of questioning in a minute. Who's got the first song?
I do.
I do, and that would be, who are you?
I'm Isis.
You're Isis Griffin, mm-hmm. One of the Mrs. Lovitz.
See.
And but. Is this going to be done in Spanish, this show?
Yeah. Pretty talented.
Okay, very good. What will be your song?
I'm going to do some of Worst Pies.
Okay.
Worst Pies in London.
Worst Pies in London. Isis Griffin from Champaign Central High School. What year are you in school?
I'm a senior.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
I hope that's a good thing.
It is. It's a great thing.
Yeah, very good. And congratulations on getting this role. Congratulations to everybody for getting your various roles. All right, maestro at the keyboard. Here we go.
A customer. Wait, what's your rush? What's your hurry? You gave me such a fright. I thought you was a ghost. Half a minute, can't you sit? Sit you down, sit. point is that I haven't seen a customer for weeks. Did you come in for a pie, sir? Do forgive me if me answer's a little vague. What is that? Did you think we had the plague? From the white people? Keep it for you? No, you don't. Heaven knows I try, sir. But there's no one comes in even to inhale. Why'd you ask, would you like a drop of ale? Mind you, I can hardly blame them. These are probably the worst pies in London. I know why nobody cares who take them. I should know, I make them. But good no, the worst pies in London. Only lot and nothing more is that just revolting. All greasy and gritty. It looks like it's melting and tastes like, well, pity a woman alone with limited wind and the woods. Times is on.
Okay, so that now the microphone's on. That was one of our Mrs. Lovett's, Isis Griffin. Sophie Magro is the other. Are you going to be doing the parallel song or another song or any song?
Yeah, later I'm going to sing A Little Priest.
Okay, very good. Well, before we let Isis go, why did you sing that song? What has happened at that point in the show that brings you to that song?
Oh, I finally have a customer because no one ever comes into the pie shop, ever. And then Sweeney walks in and then she gets really excited because she finally has someone to talk to, which is why it's very fast and you know, you can't really understand what she's saying.
But that's not all. I mean, that's not all. I mean, Sweeney doesn't just walk in and she says, I'll talk to this guy. She knows something about this guy.
Well, she kind of feels that she recognizes him, but it's a song right after called Poor Thing where she realizes
where
that
she
it's him.
Figures it out. So what is the relationship for those who don't know the show?
For Mrs. Lovett?
Yeah.
She worked in the shop underneath his barber before he got sent away, and she has been madly in love with him for years.
And he got sent away. One of you Sweeneys, where did you go? We have Colin. Who's the other one?
Russ.
Ross Henry and Cullen Murphy. Who were you before, and why did you get sent away, and why are you back?
Well, we were Benjamin Barker, and we were sent away because the judge wanted our wife, and so using his powers, he transported us for life. And then we came back 15 years later in hope for revenge, and that's why we attained the new identity, Sweeney Todd, in order to not get attacked by the judge.
Only theater people would find it funny that you got sent away for life.
It was a lyric from the show, so it was clever. That's fine.
I'm a regular Dr. Seuss.
Very good. LaDonna Wilson is the director of the show and also drama teacher and English teacher.
Correct.
At Central High School. Why did you pick Sweeney Todd?
Well, first of all, it's a Halloween kind of show, and I like to pick something that goes with Halloween. We did Little Shop of Horrors before in that same kind of time slot. It's a time that's in between football season, like right at the end of marching band season, so it fits in our school schedule well. Every year I like to pick a show that scares me, and this was the one, because it's Sondheim, so it's always scary to do Sondheim.
You want a show that scares you
as a director.
In horror or just
no,
because it's hard?
No, it does have some scary moments, but no, just as a director, a thing that's challenging and thing that I worry that will challenge my students, but not too terribly much, but enough that it makes them grow as performers.
I mean, this show is pretty close to an opera. I mean, is there some spoken dialogue? Yeah.
There's quite a bit of dialogue, actually. It's I think it's not quite the same as the opera. It's definitely a musical.
Yeah, but an awful lot of singing, a lot of difficult music for the orchestra.
Right.
How is the orchestra doing?
We have a great orchestra. Our pit is very good. But yeah, you know, Sondheim likes discordant things, so things that are butting up against each other. So there's times when they're singing sustained notes that are right next to each other.
Yeah, and you have to keep what sounds like a wrong note sounding wrong.
Yeah.
We're talking with the members of the cast of Sweeney Todd at Champaign Central High School here on Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. What's the next song?
Next we're going to do My Friends, have Sweeney sing about his razors, which are his best friends.
And this is Cullen Murphy.
listen. See this one shine, how he smiles in the light. My friend, my faithful friend. Speak to me, friends. Whisper, I'll listen. I know you've been locked out of sight all these years. Like me, my friend. Well, I've come home to find you waiting. Home, and we're together.
Now the mic's on. Nicely done. There's always a little delay by the time we switch microphones here in our studio. This is Live and Local, and we heard Cullen Murphy as Sweeney Todd and Isis Griffin as Mrs. Lovett from the self-same show, Sweeney Todd by Stephen Sondheim. The folks from Central are here because they're doing the show next week. Before we go any farther, and we'll reiterate it later, when are the shows and how do people get tickets?
We are showing Wednesday through Saturday next week at 7:30 and Sunday, November 1st at 2:30. Tickets are $7 for students and $10 for adults, and you can call the school 351-3911 to get tickets or at the door.
And I'll bet they can get them from any of the students, too,
No, they really don't do exchange of tickets with students, but you can get them at the door pretty easily. Call ahead and get a reservation.
There you go, and I've got to modify my calendar because for some reason I didn't have you down for Saturday. So it's 2:30 and 7:30 Saturday?
No.
Just 7:30.
Just 7:30 on Saturday, 2:30 on Sunday.
Oh, there we go. Oh, well, I'm going to have to get this update later on to make sure I have our calendar up to date so that we keep mentioning it next week. I actually have a question. Oh, Luke. You're
yes.
Luke, right?
Yes.
I haven't seen you in a very long time. You looked very different the last time I saw you audition for something. Luke Cottingham is in the role of Anthony.
That's correct.
And it seems to me that you're just about the only decent person in the show.
Yeah, I figured out I'm the only person who doesn't die or kill anyone in the entire show.
Or
I'm a pretty...
Joanna?
She does kill
somebody.
Person.
That's
I'm kind of the happy-go-lucky sailor guy who falls in love with Joanna.
Well, and you also you don't become deranged. And
right.
Joanna's got to become a little touched at some point.
Yeah.
You know, so what do you think earned you this role, given all of that?
I don't know. I'm a pretty happy guy. I don't usually have negative thoughts of killing people, so it kind of fits my character, I guess.
Well, I guess as long as you don't have positive thoughts of killing people.
True.
That's fair. But seriously, what did you have to do to get the role?
Well, I had to sing Joanna, one of the love ballads in the song, and it's kind of like a fairly high tenor part, so I guess it fit my voice.
And you're a fairly high tenor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, I have a little cold right now, so.
How many people typically try out, LaDonna, for a Central musical?
For this show, we had 56 people audition. And everybody was cast in some role in the show as far as chorus or things like that. But through attrition, you know, we don't have quite as many now. We have closer to 38 people that are in the show now.
So people thought they would do it, and then they didn't either want the commitment, couldn't work out the schedule.
We tried to work around sports schedules the most. Most of our kids that dropped out just couldn't. It's just too much to rehearse during the day and then go to rehearse or practice for sports. So a lot of those ended up dropping out.
Does Central have a drama club?
Oh, yeah. We have a pretty active drama club. We have thespians. We met this morning, actually, at 7:20. We meet every Friday and meet and organize what's happening with drama.
And does that directly have to do with the show, or are those two very different things?
They're the support of the group. So they do publicity, the house, displaying things, all kinds of stuff that go along with the show.
Provide.
But we have more than just the show that we do in drama club, but that is one of our main focuses.
Okay. What else does the drama club do?
We have socials. We do kind of things. Last year we did trick-or-treat so kids can eat and collected 1,000 pounds of food. But this year we're doing Sweeney Todd on the night that they would be trick-or-treating, so we didn't participate this year. But we do some, you know, things for the community as well.
When I was in high school in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, the drama club was like the geekiest kids at the school. Surely that's not true at Central, is it?
No, not at all.
Yeah, I've met a number of you people, and you're not total geeks, I think I'm fairly certain of, anyway. All right, we have two people poised for the next song. Luke.
Yogi, Kiss Me.
Okay, and Joanna. Which Joanna are you? You're the only Joanna.
Yes.
Emma Lloyd.
Yes.
Okay, so this is from Sweeney Todd.
Have a plan.
I'll swallow poison on Sunday. That's what I'll do. I'll get some.
I have
wine.
A plan.
Okay, was that a noise?
A plan.
I think I heard a noise.
A plan.
It couldn't be. He's in court today. Still, was that a noise? Wasn't that a noise? You must have heard that.
Kiss me.
Oh, sir.
A miss.
Oh, sir. If he should marry me Monday, what will I do? I'll die.
We fly tonight.
Tis Friday, virtually Sunday. What can we do with time?
We fly tonight.
Behind the trellis quick.
Tonight.
I think it heard a click.
Tonight.
It was the gate. It's the gate.
It's not a gate. There's no gate. We don't have a gate. We don't listen.
Kiss me.
Kiss me.
Tonight.
Kiss me.
You mean tonight.
The plan is made.
Oh,
so kiss me.
I feel afraid.
Be not afraid tonight.
Let's go.
That's what you'll do.
And gladly,
since
so
Dustin's noon.
I knew I'd be with you one day, even not knowing
who. Miss, marry me, miss, you'll marry me one day. Favor me with your hand. Thomas, marry me, please don't marry me one day.
And with a kiss me.
Of course.
Kiss me.
I shall.
Kiss me.
I shall.
Kiss me.
Is that the one true love song in the show?
I would say
that's,
so.
That's probably about it. There's really twisted love songs at other points. somebody actually in our news department asked this question of me, and of course I didn't know the answer, so I'm going to ask. I think I'm going to ask whoever is playing Tobias. Where's Jared? Jared Bugby is in the role of Tobias, who is who are you?
What?
The character.
Who's
the character.
Tobias in the
show?
Oh,
I was going to say who you are, and I thought you might as well do it.
Tobias is a orphan who gets taken in by Signor Pirelli, who is a rival barber of Sweeney Todd. And Pirelli tries to blackmail Sweeney, and so Sweeney kills him. And then Sweeney and Mrs. Lovett take me in, and I help Mrs. Lovett with her meat pies.
And you also come to really care for her a great deal.
Yeah. And I, she's like a mother to me, and in the end, I go crazy because Sweeney kills her.
Right. So the reason I asked you for this is that the reason I asked you for this next question is because you get to see just about everybody die, right?
Pretty much.
Pretty close before you go bonkers. How gory is this production?
Well, we don't have all this stuff yet, I would say, but so far it's pretty
bloody.
I couldn't think of the word. I'm sorry. I was getting there. But yeah, it's pretty bloody.
Is it go one better than the film with Johnny Depp, or not quite?
Well,
or don't you know yet?
The film to me seems pretty fake. It's kind of fake. Stop it.
Well, that actually is a question I'll ask to LaDonna Wilson, who's the director. The film, it seems to me, it takes the story seriously, but it's also a bit cartoonish.
Well, I have to admit, I haven't watched the film. I never watch a film before I direct a show, so I haven't seen it.
Good for you. But tell me your approach to this show as far as realism, darkness, humor.
I do think there's some very dark humor in it, and I think the humor is necessary to make the tragedy more profound. But I think that the idea is that, you know, Sweeney is so overwhelmed with life, and sometimes when the worst things happen to us, comedy kind of finds itself. So Mrs. Lovett and Sweeney are kind of stuck in this situation where everything's gone wrong in their whole life. They have nothing, and they finally find this way to make money. And it's kind of satirical that they can find, you know, cook people into pies to make money. So
kind of satirical. Well, and at least in all the productions I've seen, including that film, the one person who never betrays the slightest sense of humor is Sweeney Todd.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he just seems like he is.
Well, ours has a little bit. Well, he attempts a sense. Mrs. Lovett attempts to get a sense of humor out of him. I think in the next song that we're doing, actually, Little Priest, I think that actually he has a wry sense of humor. He brings up a few little attempts at jokes.
This is absolutely my favorite song of the show. So who is going to be doing it? That would be, oh, they're raising their hands. As
Ross Henry and Sophie Magro, in case you didn't understand their hands.
Yeah, right, for our radio audience here. Okay, so this is from Sweeney Todd, from performers at Champaign Central High School's production, which will be next week.
What is that?
It's priest. Have a little priest.
It's really good.
It's too good, at least. Then again, they don't commit sins of the flesh. So it's pretty fresh.
Awful lot of fat.
Only where it's sat.
Haven't you a poet or something like that?
Now you see, the trouble with poet is, how do you know it's deceased? Try the priest.
What is that?
It's fop, finest in the shop. Or we have some shepherd's pie peppered with actual shepherd on top. And I've just begun. Here's the politician, so oily, it's served with a doily, not one
bun. But you never know if it's going to run.
Try the
No, the clergy is really too coarse and too mealy.
An actor, that's compactor.
Yes, but always arrives overdone. I'll come again when you have judge on the menu.
Wait, true, we don't have judge, not yet. But would you settle for the next best thing?
What's that?
Executioner.
Have charity towards the world, my pet.
Yes, yes, I know, my love.
We'll take the customers that we can get.
High born and low, my love.
We'll not discriminate great from small. No, we'll serve anyone, meaning anyone, and to anyone at all.
Those words in throughout the whole show has to be a particular challenge of doing any Sondheim,
yes.
As well as Gilbert and Sullivan, I guess. But nice job with that, folks.
And I chopped it up today, and they didn't know that it was going to be chopped up until they got here. So we changed the verses around, so they had to memorize it even super fast.
Oh, yeah, and sort of rearrange things.
Right.
And, yeah, that's very tricky. Well, I'm looking at our clock, and I think we're going to have to go to the big number.
Okay.
This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. I guess I should mention, because I need to and I want to, that today's show is made possible by the Illinois State University School of Music, presenting the 44th State of Illinois Invitational Marching Band Championship beginning at 7 a.m. this Saturday at Horton Fieldhouse on the Illinois State University campus. More information is available at 309-438-2222. 2166. And coming up in the second half of the show, we'll be exploring the Israeli Ethnic Ensemble, which has been in residence this week in Bloomington Normal, and they're giving a concert tomorrow night. We'll hear about that and some of their music as well. But first, The Ballad of Sweeney Todd, which really sets the sinister tone for this thing. It comes at the beginning and at the end, and I forget, is it a couple times in between?
We have a couple little excerpts from it in the middle.
Okay, from Champaign Central's production of Sweeney Todd here on Live and Local.
Let's end the tale of Sweeney Todd. His skin was pale and his eye was odd. He shaved the faces of gentlemen who never thereafter were heard of again. He trod a path that few have trod, did Sweeney Todd. The demon barber of Fleet Street.
He kept a shop in London town, of fancy clients and good renown. And what if none of their souls were saved? They went to their maker impeccably shaved by Sweeney, by Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Fleet Street.
Swing your razor wide, Sweeney, hold it to the skies. Freely flows the blood of those who mortalize.
His needs were few, his room was bare.
Love a bow in a fancy chair. A mug of suds in a leather strop. An apron, a towel, a pail, and a mop. For neatness he deserves a nod to Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Fleet Street.
Inconspicuous Sweeney was quick and white and clean. He was back of his smile under his words. Sweeney heard music that nobody heard. Sweeney pondered and Sweeney like a perfect machine, he planned.
Sweeney was smooth, Sweeney was subtle, Sweeney would blink and cracks was juggle. Sweeney was smooth, Sweeney was subtle, Sweeney would blink and cracks was juggle. Sweeney was smooth, Sweeney was subtle, Sweeney would blink and cracks was juggle. Sweeney.
Attend the tale of Sweeney Todd.
Attend the tale of Sweeney Todd.
He served a dark and a vengeful god.
He served a dark and a vengeful god.
What happened then? Well, that's the play, and he wouldn't want us to give it away. Not Sweeney. Not Sweeney Todd.
The demon barber of Fleet Street.
Yeah, I'm quaking in my chair over here. That was nicely done, everybody. And thanks very much for coming in on the show today, and I wish you the best of luck with that show. Once more, LaDonna Wilson, who's director of Sweeney Todd at Champaign Central High School and also leads the drama program and teaches English there. Let's have a rundown of the concert times, days and
it
times.
It starts Wednesday, October 28th through Saturday the 31st at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, November 1st at 2:30 p.m. And you can call the school at 351-3911.
3911.
Correct.
Okay, 351-3911. Thank you all very much. Have a great show. And in a moment, a few moments, we'll have the Israeli Ethnic Music Ensemble, or at least their lead singer, on Live and Local on FM 90.9. That was music by Robert Schumann, one of his fantasy pieces for clarinet and piano. It was played by the Israeli pianist, Sharon Kam, with pianist Itamar Golan, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Support for our program comes in part from the Spurlock Museum Guild, celebrating its 20th anniversary with a gilded platinum auction on October 30th at the I Hotel in Champaign. The preview starts at 5:30 p.m. with dinner at 6:30, followed by the auction. Proceeds help support the museum's educational programs. And information can be found at 344-6722. Coming up at 1 o'clock, we'll have a weather forecast for you. 101 is news headlines, and Julie Amacher has classical music for you at 106. On this portion of the program, we're going to be talking about and hearing a couple of samples from the Israeli Ethnic Ensemble, which has been doing a week-long residency in Bloomington Normal at the Center for the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. Quite a number of activities culminating in a concert tomorrow night at the center. They actually have a day off here, and we are very grateful to have their vocalist with us, Talia Solon, who is in our studio. I appreciate your taking some time on your day off to come in and talk about the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Yeah. And Joel Alberts, who is with the City of Bloomington Cultural Arts District and specifically the Center for the Performing Arts, is, I guess, are you the one that booked them?
I am not the one who booked them. They are with us through an Arts Midwest World Fest grant, and this is the first of four groups that we'll have over 2 years coming in for these week-long residencies and engaging a variety of audiences throughout Central Illinois, and it's a terrific start to have the Israeli Ethnic Ensemble with us. I've been having a lot of fun with them this last week and really looking forward to the public performance tomorrow night.
Tell us some of the activities that they have done so far.
Yesterday, for example, they did a performance for some K-12 students in the area, and that was something that was done at the BCPA. The day before was a mammoth day for them. They traveled to the Peoria area. They did a performance at a local high school. They performed at a senior center, I believe, there. They performed with Bradley University and also for some of the Hillel groups who came in to see that, and also the Jewish Federation of the Peoria area. And then kind of impromptu performance late at night at the Red Barn, which is a bar and performance club. And during the day, they'd met some people who are with the Romaniacs. Is that correct?
Romaniacs.
And they'd said, can you come and play with us tonight? And it was too intriguing to pass up. So some members of the band came in and sat in, and it was a terrific time. I was not there, but the reports are nothing but stunning, and everybody had a great time. So some impromptu fun and a good experience there, too.
And the whole thing started on Monday with various workshops for school kids and at ISU.
That's right. Yep. All week long, things have been going on. And the idea is to reach out to as many different types of groups and to just give people a unique experience with this. I mean, this is the fun thing about this program, is that you're bringing world music to people who may not ever have this in their life otherwise. And yesterday, I think, was a really good example. I mean, all of these K-12 students sitting in this room, and you know, these kids are mostly 10 years old, and they had them absolutely wrapped around their finger. They sat still. They cheered at the right things. They were really, really excited about the performance. And it's engaging these kids in a way that I think is going to be meaningful and is going to make them think about music in a different way and approach future opportunities in a different way as well. It was very exciting. The teachers had a great time, and it was a good way to kind of open eyes in a new way.
And the other groups that are doing residencies are also of different ethnicities.
Absolutely,
just to use that word.
Yeah, in the end of April this year, we have Agatsuma, who's a shamisen player from Japan. He'll be performing with us. Next year, we have two different groups. There's a group from China who will be performing in the fall, and then in the spring, a French Canadian band will be coming and performing at the center.
Well, be sure to let us know about
that. I will definitely
do so. Maybe we can get on the schedule.
Absolutely.
Talia Solon, vocalist with the Israeli Ethnic Ensemble. You're a five-piece group. Tell us a little bit about your instrumentation, how you arrived at this instrumentation, and maybe also why you even got yourself started in the first place.
Okay. We have been playing together for the last 5 years. Actually, most of them, of their five members beside me, they were playing in a gypsy Balkan band, and there was a time that I especially sang gypsy and Balkan songs. So I was searching for a band to sing with, and I found them. But during the time, we started to play our own music, traditional Israeli music, Jewish music, and there are still Balkan and Gypsy stuff that we sing and perform.
I was actually surprised when you said Balkan and Gypsy. Is everybody in the band Israeli?
Yeah.
Originally from Israel or?
No.
Originally from different places?
Yeah, from different places. Actually, as you may know, Israel is made up of many different nationalities. And since it's a relatively young country, only 61 years old, so there are many different kinds of music and people, immigrants, that brought their music and tradition to this country. I was born actually in Israel, but my grandmother and grandfather were born in Yemen and in Bulgaria. So I sing both of these music traditions. The oud player, he plays also a baritone. He was born in Tajikistan, and he plays also Eastern and Western music. The double bass player was born in Sweden, but he's not a Swedish guy. His parents were in a kind of missionary. Function. The drummer, the percussion player, he was born in Israel, but his roots are from Argentina and Turkey. So we have it all there in our music.
Yeah, just about it all is right. That's a nice mix of things. Did you feel that there was a need that was not being met that caused you to form the ensemble, or was mostly because you wanted to just make some music together?
Actually, we met because we play we wanted to play music together because we love the same music styles. I mean, there is also in Israeli music there is also pop and there is also religious stuff and classic music, Israeli music. But for us, it was a common style that for us that we liked.
And is the traditional music commonly played in Israel, or is this something that doesn't get as much play as I'm sure not as much
there,
as the pop?
There is a lot of tradition. Traditional music in Israel, but it doesn't get the stage that I think that it deserves.
Not so much in concert form.
Yeah,
maybe. You brought along a CD, and I neglected to ask you up front what we should play first from it. Do you have a suggestion?
Yeah, maybe you should play track number 2, which is it is a Yemenite song, but you know, when the first immigrants came to Israel. There wasn't the Israeli music, traditional music wasn't so developed. So actually, the musicians that were in Israel took the song of the immigrants and translated them to Hebrew. So we had our own Israeli songs, and this song is an example for a Yemenite song of immigrants that translated to Hebrew, and we combined both versions. In this performance, it's a Yemenite and Hebrew.
It's the Israeli ethnic ensemble. We're speaking with the vocalist Talia Salon here on Live and Local on FM
90.9. أقول الله حسيبا
song that translates here into English as My Beloved, but in Hebrew it is?
Mahmad Levavi.
What was it in Yemeni?
Actually, it's a love song. The Yemenite women, Jewish women, used to sing in Arabic Yemenite. I mean, there was a Jewish community in Yemen, and the women sang in Arabic Yemenite, in the language of the place that they were. But the men used to sing in Hebrew with a Yemenite accent because they sang the religious stuff, and the women sang the secular stuff. So it was a kind of a love song of a woman. It's also in Hebrew translated to a Hebrew love song of a woman calling to her lover, and she tells him, like a bird singing in like a bird hold her singing, so I hold my love for you.
It's a wonderful metaphor.
Yeah.
When you give your concert presentation, such as you're going to give in Bloomington Saturday evening, do you give introductions to some of the songs like you just did now?
Yes, of course. Yes, we are doing that.
So that people know what you're singing about. Yeah. And because it's, I mean, the whole, I mean, you just introduced some potential divisions beyond even the various ethnicities of your group. You know, everybody's from different country, but yet their ancestors are from even other countries, and that everybody's now living in Israel. And then even when you, the Yemeni, some of them speak this language and some of them would speak this language, but sing in that language. I mean, it's not only potentially confusing, but do you think that this is where sometimes some of the tensions come from, just politically speaking and otherwise?
You know, I think a language is part of the culture, and so a language presents the culture. So singing in a specific language, it tells a lot also about where it came from and what it is about. And
I would think that with efforts like the Israeli Ethnic Ensemble, that it should be, and maybe you mean it to be, an example to people about how you can take all these differences and pull them together into one beautiful thing instead of focusing on the things that might be different.
You see, when you take many different people into one place, they could be, they could fight, and they could, you know, come out controversials and many conflicts. But also there is something beautiful of the variety. And this example, the music and also the food, and there are many things of beautiful things. There are many options for beautiful things to come out.
Music and food are great ways to bring people together, just in general. We're speaking with Talia Solon, vocalist with the Israeli Ethnic Ensemble. They have four members in the band playing various instruments, and they're finishing up a week-long residency at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts, and will be giving a concert tomorrow night at 7:30 there. Joel Alberts, who's with the Bloomington Center, what's the way to get tickets?
Best way to get tickets, you can go online to artsblooming.org, or you can phone our box office, and there's a toll-free number, and that's 866-686-9541. And tickets for this show are just $10. It's a very affordable evening, and we want to get a large audience there and give people a good opportunity to hear this terrific music. So price is really no obstacle to come to this show. Just $10.
Yeah, that's a great price for a great show. And it's also a wonderful web address, by the way. I've always thought artsblooming.org.
Thank you.
It's very easy to remember.
It is.
Was that your brainchild?
It was not. It was already in place, but it works well, especially for our town.
So. You'd like to take credit for that. We have time for another song from the CD. What is the title of this CD?
Erga. Erga in Hebrew means yearning.
And why that title?
It's a kind of erga. It's a kind of yearning to something that was in the past, that something, you know, something that you really miss, that you have, that you had it and you really miss it. So I think this music, for me, is something that I would like to... I would like it to keep on and on, even though it's mostly it's a music that was even long time ago, maybe, you know, 500 years ago.
It was old then.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the one we're going to hear next is a new song.
Yeah. As I told you before, we have also our own stuff. We compose and write our own music, and this the next one is an example for an instrumental tune that Gilad Efrat, our double bass player, composed. I really like that one.
Well, I hope so. You put it on your CD. And this is instrumental, you said, so you couldn't say that because you're not even singing in it.
I'm not singing, but you know, when this song is being performed, so I want to be on stage so much, so I take castanets and sometimes play with them.
There you go. This is the Israeli Ethnic Ensemble performing here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. That's a song. Well, you know, that's a song that I'd better let Talia pronounce for us, please.
Stoikos and Ilias. These are two Greek names of two guys that hosted Gilad Efrat during his honeymoon.
Which is when he wrote this song?
Yeah, he wrote. He was in Greek.
He's a double bass player in Israeli Ethnic Ensemble, which is performing at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts in concert tomorrow night at 7:30, and we've been pleased to have their vocalist with us, and also Joel Alberts from the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. Thanks to you both for coming in.
Thank you.
It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our show today is made possible with support from Parkland Art Gallery at Parkland College. The gallery's exhibitions and educational programs are offered free of charge to the public. Artist receptions, interviews with artists, and other special programs are offered to interpret the exhibits. And this afternoon will be cloudy, turning cooler with occasional drizzle. The temperature will fall through the 50s. Tonight, cloudy with some showers, the low 41. Tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of a passing shower or two in the morning. Then partly sunny in the afternoon, the high temperature around 50 degrees. Sunday's outlook, increasingly cloudy with a chance of a shower towards sunset. The high will be around 60 on Sunday. We're currently at 53 degrees. On Monday's Live and Local, we'll be talking with Michael Hammer, who is organist and pianist at Faith United Methodist Church in Champaign. And he is giving a recital in about a week after that, and we'll talk to him about that and hear some of his music. It's WYLL-FM in HD Urbana.